people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Excuse me. I'm trying to gain my composure here. I'm really disturbed about a story that was brought to my attention today. We're going to get to geoscientist Loren Murray about the nuclear situation, which is just as disturbing and will kill millions, guaranteed. There's no fear-mongering here, folks. Fukushima has not gone away. Yucca Mountain is still an issue. And whistleblower Loren Murray will be joining us in just a little bit in the next segment. But, let me break it down for you. We'll do a full show on this tomorrow night. But there's a little girl named Lindsay Nagel, and she's not so little anymore. But when she was 2 years old, she was adopted by folks here in the States, and she was tested as HIV positive. And she was told that she would have years, maybe months, to live. They immediately started to dose her with AZT, a reject chemotherapy drug, a DNA destroyer, which obviously had its side effects. Her health started to decline rapidly. Long story short, they realized it was a fraud. Her parents got her off the medication, and now she's in her 20s and she's healthy, and everyone else in her hospital, her same age, that stayed on the medicine, sure enough, died. So the HIV scam is something that we've covered in great detail for many, many years here on the Bob Tuskin Show. And we always pointed to Lindsay as, a survivor, a person that showed that this fraud is exactly that, a fraud. Well, the AIDS industry has, a vendetta that they want to serve on Lindsay Nagel, and recently Lindsay gave birth to a baby boy December 19th, not too long after birth of my first child, and this is really disturbing to me. That same day that her son was born, while Lindsay was resting, three figures appeared at the foot of her bed. It was an infectious disease doctor, a lawyer, and a social worker. They told her that unless she consented to being tested for HIV and allowed them to test Rico, her baby boy, for HIV, they were going to turn Lindsay into the Maurer County Social Services for child endangerment. And they tried to pressure me and my wife to get the fraudulent HIV test as well, and we weren't having it. Thank goodness we were able to get beyond this, because listen to what happens next.
Basically, we have a court order, though, saying that for now the child is going to be placed in protective custody.
Right now there's an order in place, so you've got to follow it, or else you're going to be in contempt of the order or something.
I've been documenting everything, so that's all going to be available. I know it's hard, but I mean...
It's not hard, it's stupid.
Okay, but you have to understand there's going to be a court here. It's nothing that's going to be permanent or anything like that, so I mean, there's a recording coming up, and then you just talk to the judge.
What are you going to do for 72 hours and then breastfeeding him?
Well, yeah, I understand that. You might have to get, pump it, and then they're going to get...
What did they do? They tortured the child, caused an infection, and still to this day, the child is in the custody of the state. We have to get the word out on this. We need to help this family however we can. It is so freaking disturbing. It's not even funny. Jeez. It's the Bob Tuskin Show. Loren Murray coming up in just a little bit about the nuclear situation.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Our special guest tonight is Loren Murray, and Dan, producer Dan, we go ahead and connect her. I just spoke with her. She's ready to go. Loren Murray, let's read her bio a bit here. She is a geoscientist who has worked around the world of radiation issues, educating citizens, the media, members of parliament, Congress, and other officials. She became a whistleblower in 1991 at the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab after exposing major science fraud on the Yucca Mountain Project. Loren is an environmental commissioner in the city of Berkeley, California. She'll be at the second Free Your Mind conference this coming April. Of course, the conference is a 3-day conference featuring top caliber whistleblowers from the coast across the country, including yourself, including myself, if I can even speak straight tonight. Man, it's been a long day. The radiation is still a factor from Fukushima. It has not stopped. It is still a big issue. It's not going to go away. It will continue unless I don't know what we can do. I'll have to ask her how we can go about mitigating the nuclear issue We'll do that in just a little bit with Lorraine Murray. Any luck contacting her? Let's see here. Lorraine, are you with us? Cool. Hey, Lorraine. There she is.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We were excited about having you on. I got probably half a dozen emails saying, Lorraine Murray is coming on.
Oh, great.
You're a celebrity.
Well, I'm just telling the truth, that's all.
That's all we can do. And I'm excited to get to see you at the Free Your Mind Conference. That should be great. And you're certainly freeing people's mind, body, and soul with this information, which is very important. We wanted to do a bit of an update on the Fukushima situation, which has not gone away. And let's do so in a little bit. But for those of our listeners that don't know the celebrity that is Lorraine Murray, tell them a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm a geoscientist, and since the year 2000, which is about 12 years ago, I started working internationally on the radiation issue. And a person with a geoscience background is probably the best to work on the environmental and biological effects of ionizing radiation, and that would be nuclear technologies such as atomic bombs, the atomic bomb testing program in the United States, nuclear power plants, and then, of course, the horrific radioactive weapons that they've been using since 1990 in Iraq, Afghanistan, Lebanon, Gaza, just all over the place, when they introduced depleted uranium weapons. It's a radioactive poison gas weapon to the battlefield. And, of course,
disgusting.
It's illegal. It violates all of the poison gas protocols and all of the war conventions. It's completely illegal. And then I've been attending University of California Board of Directors meetings, the regents, and I discovered that they introduced many nuclear weapons to the battlefield in about 2002. And we have global pollution now from the depleted uranium and the fission products from the mini nukes, and it's and then you add Fukushima to it. That was at least 300 Chernobyls. So there are extremely grave and very serious changes and effects happening to the human genome and to the biosphere, the genome of all species on this planet.
Yeah.
And it's completely hidden. And if our radio hosts like you were not covering this issue, no one would even know it had happened.
I know. It's invisible. And it doesn't just affect us who are living today, who are already born. But this will stay with us generation after generation.
The damage can never be repaired. This is a genome. This is a biological system on this planet. It's a system that has developed over 4.5 billion years since the beginning of the Earth formation. At some point, life spontaneously happened on this planet, and then the natural radioactive background that's in minerals and the inside of the Earth has lots of uranium in it, and so that's in all the rocks that make up the continents especially. And uranium and natural background radiation is a friend and it's a foe. It causes mutations which allow evolution to happen, but it also has a damaging effect because of the changes it causes, and we just have such a huge level, a very, very high level of global nuclear pollution now, that there's nowhere to hide and there's no way to escape it.
You know, you're quite the party pooper. Jeez. I mean, this is heavy stuff.
It's very heavy, and I'm just telling it straight the way it is.
You're going to make me go watch Dancing with the Stars tonight, Loren. Jeez.
How about Dancing with the Nucleus tonight?
Jeez. I mean, this is heavy, heavy stuff. I mean,
oh, it's horrible.
How do you work on this and stay sane and stay positive at all?
Well, at first I was really frantic and sort of panicked, and I wanted to warn the public.
Yeah.
And then, you know, over the years, you just have to go to a spiritual level, in order to deal with it and not destroy yourself. And that is because this is spiritual warfare, and spiritual warfare is something that has occurred all through the time humanity has had
eons
on this earth. Yes.
Yeah.
And there's always been this yin and yang, this dark energy dancing with the light energy. And I just try to stay in the light and, to tell the truth and to be clear about things. And just do what I can do to educate the public and whoever else is listening.
That's all you can do. You know, we talk about depopulation
yeah.
and eugenics as
right.
being a big part of the agenda of the so-called powers that shouldn't be. And I have to wonder, Loren, and this isn't a question about the actual facts as far as nuclear radiation is concerned. This is a bit more speculative. But don't these sickos know they're killing themselves and their children's children as well? I mean, that's the big question. And do they care?
The answer is yes, they do know. They do know that they can use poisons, whether they're radioactive or chemical or both of them mixed together, even in very low levels, have an extremely damaging effect on biological systems. And it's, of course they know, but they don't really care as long as they get to keep the money. I worked in the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab for about 3 years, and I worked at the Lawrence Berkeley Lab before that, which is where the Manhattan Project started in World War II. That was the project to build the first atomic bombs that they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And if you could hear from the minutes of the Atomic Energy Committee meetings, you wouldn't believe that human beings could be so callous, so unconcerned, so arrogant in the face of such danger that they were themselves creating, not only for other people and other living things, but also for their own families and themselves. And I can tell you, I worked at the Lawrence Livermore Lab for 2 years, and I have never seen a culture like that anywhere. It's very hard to even describe it or explain it. But it's, first of all, the employees are people who don't want to know, and they're the kind of people who want to be controlled. They want to work someplace where they are controlled, like people who go in the military. And they want someone else to make the decisions for them. And I've seen them coming to work at Livermore Lab, dragging oxygen tanks. These are men who worked in the machine shops and inhaled radioactive materials and beryllium and horrible stuff. And they're dying. Their families are dying. Their wives have brain tumors. Their children have leukemia. And these people have cancer. It's just incredible.
So sick. Loren, we have to take a quick break. And we'll come back with the Fukushima update.
The bomb American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our special guest tonight is Loren Murray. Loren, let's talk about what's going on with Fukushima. Nobody seems to be talking about it anymore. Has it gone away?
It hasn't gone away, and it's not going to go away in our lifetime. In fact, it's poisoned the entire planet for hundreds of thousands of years. Fortunately, the Earth heals itself, and it the ionizing radiation, it's tiny, tiny nanoparticles that float around in the atmosphere, and so it's cycled and recycled through natural Earth processes. So eventually, the radioactive particles chemically interact with other materials, and it gets removed from our environment, are sort of locked up in sediments or rocks or other ways of removing it from being biologically available to living systems. But until that happens, it's a slow process. We're going to continue to be exposed. And the very earliest work on the biological effects of ionizing radiation was done by a Dr. Muller in the United States, and he had already done a lot of work exposing fruit flies. Fruit flies are called Drosophila melanogaster in their Latin name. And they have a really short life cycle, so they're really good to experiment on because you can look at the effects of whatever you're experimenting on them with over thousands of generations in a very short period of time. So his work exposing fruit flies to X-rays was so profoundly original and such a great contribution to science that Dr. Muller, who did all these experiments before 1920, well, he continued doing them, but he won the Nobel Prize in 1946 for biology and or medicine, and it was for his work on the fruit flies, studying how radiation affected them over something like 25,000 generations. And he was able to determine that the effects are expressed over all future generations of any organism that has genetic mutations from the ionizing radiation. But in each successive generation, generation after generation, it's completely unpredictable how and when and who and where those defects are expressed. And for any single mutation that you can observe on a baby, for instance, or a fish or any living thing, a plant, you can see a hair lip on a child, or you can see skin rashes or hydroencephaly. This is where they have water on the brain, or deformed limbs. There are many, many kinds, manifestations of the effects. I lost my train of thought. For every visible mutation, there are 8 to 10 more invisible mutations. They may be internal. They may just not be visible. They may come later in that person's life. They may be expressed. They skip generations. It's a wild goose chase. You can't ever predict it. So we have, around the world, the scientific community, we've had opportunities to study these effects. And it started with Marie Curie and the early radiation pioneers and what happened to them. Even before 1900, they were dying from experimenting and studying and doing research on radioactive materials. And Marie Curie, I have a sketch of her hand. She had her hand amputated a year or two before she died of cancer. Her whole body was full of cancer. And on that hand, already two or three fingers had been amputated. They had to cut the cancer off, cut the whole fingers off to get rid of the cancer. They were trying to keep her alive. And she eventually died. But
no surprise there. Let's come back on that very thought, Lauren. We have to take another quick break, and then we'll have a nice long segment.
The Bob Justin Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
We'll open up the phone lines in a bit with Loren Murray, so call up now and get in line to ask her any questions you have about the nuclear situation and so much more. 800-313-9443. Loren, we were talking about Fukushima, which has not gone away and will not go away for thousands of years, at least. And there are all sorts of other nuclear facilities to nuclear situations that are extremely vulnerable. But this Fukushima one has really, really effed up the planet. I almost said it. I almost straight up said it because it is effed. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. We have bad words, strong words like that for a reason, you know, and they're to describe the most dire of situations, which this certainly is. We'll talk about mitigation at some point because we can't be all doom and gloom here, Loren. We have to offer some solutions, you know. That's kind of the theme of my show. But why don't you tell me a bit more about what's going on to date with Fukushima. We talked off air the other day, and he mentioned the debris that continues to wash up on the shores that we're not being told about, and so much more. The floor is yours. I'll sit back, shut up, and hear you describe what's going on.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hello? Oh, okay,
hi.
Good. I wasn't sure. Yes, the disaster that happened on March 11, 2011, is completely unprecedented. No nuclear disaster, nothing that has affected all living things on this earth, has happened in the period of human history that we know. Asteroids have hit the planet and caused the extinction of the dinosaurs. There have been other major extinctions, but nothing that is a man-made extinction, global extinction, has happened up until now. And this is going to create hundreds of years, thousands of years even, of large death rates and infertility and infant mortality. All kinds of very, very, very serious things are going to happen over the next centuries, over the next decades, even over the next year. And this is because the explosions in the nuclear reactors at the Fukushima power plant, nuclear power plant in Japan, released huge amounts of radiation because those reactors in the reactor buildings completely blew up. In one building, the explosion was so violent that it threw huge bundles of spent fuel rods up into the air, and they landed miles from the nuclear power plant. And they were burning. So all of this radioactive material that caught on fire and was releasing this radioactive smoke caused contamination of the atmosphere and the winds in the troposphere. That's the area of the atmosphere closest to the Earth. That's where all the storms and the rainstorms and hurricanes and cyclones and tornadoes and tsunamis and all kinds of things happen in that area. And that was carried across the Pacific Ocean to the shores of North America, and then it traveled across the continent of North America, Canada, the Arctic, the United States, Mexico. It's all contaminated from Fukushima. All of the food, all the drinking water, everything. And by Christmas of 2011, just 8 months after the disaster, already 100,000 Americans had died directly from radiation exposure to Fukushima. Now, these would be adults in the age groups, the age groups with the highest death rates. Very surprisingly, were not the oldest people in the United States. It was the people 18 to maybe 35 or 40. And it's because those adults were exposed to bomb testing when they were, when their mothers were carrying them, when they were in utero. They were exposed to nuclear power plant emissions. They were exposed in the military to the depleted uranium and the mini nukes. And so they are the age group with the most compromised immune systems in the U.S. And of course, the most vulnerable age group are the embryos. Those are the babies that that were conceived, and within the first 3 weeks after conception, the eyes form, the brain forms, the neural tube, that's the, forms the spine eventually, and then the organs and the legs and fingers and toes and hands, and feet, develop from that initial embryo. It's called organogenesis, the development of the organs. And when an embryo up to about 4 weeks after conception is exposed to ionizing radiation, 80% of the embryos die. They're resorbed by the uterus, or they're just rejected. And the babies that survive, many more of them are female babies. The baby male embryos are actually weaker than the females. And so what we're seeing all over the world, this is in Los Angeles, in England, in Japan, all over Asia, this is all over the world, we're seeing male populations declining and female populations increasing. And the large increase in homosexuality and the politicization of that issue, nobody's talking about what's really happening and what's causing it. It's the ionizing radiation causing males and females to have more than the reproductive cells for their sex. They have male and female sexes mixed up in their bodies, and it's happening in animal populations too. So that there's a famous female runner from Africa who was tested in 2007, September, because she was winning so many races, and she was on her way to the Olympics to win a gold medal. And so people who were jealous of her and so forth said, test her, test her, test her. She's a man. She's a man. And they did the tests on her, and she was a female, but she had higher testosterone levels than most females have, but it still wasn't out of the range to disqualify her. So then they said, do an internal examination of her. Well, when they did that, instead of having ovaries and a uterus, she had male testes that were internal. They had never descended like they do normally in a male baby. And so she was sort of half female and half male. She got to keep all her medals, but after that, she had to race in the male races with the men. Now, what is really sad and very telling is that the Olympic Committee said, well, we just don't test females anymore. We don't give them sex tests anymore. We stopped doing it in the 1990s. And the reason is that the sexuality, the sexual aspects, or the sexual expression of females now coming into the Olympics is so screwed up from all this radiation that they just can't deal with it, because the females have a lot of male sexual aspects, and they have both female and male reproductive cells mixed up in the same tissue.
Hermaphrodites.
It's happening all over the world. And when the United States Geological Survey published a report in 2007, they had looked at intersex. That's where the male and female reproductive cells are mixed up in the same organism. In fish populations in rivers all over the United States, rivers and lakes, there was only one fish population that they sampled in this continent-wide test, this study, where there was no intersex in the male population. There was only one river where they discovered undamaged male fish, and it was in the Yukon River in Alaska.
Wow.
The whole entire continent of the United States, our portion of it, has intersex expressed in all the fish populations that were tested.
How anthropocentric can we be? I mean, to think that we're killing Mother Nature, and that's exactly what's being done under the guise of human egotism at its finest. It's ludicrous, ludicrous. I'm having words to describe just how infuriating this is to think that we're killing this planet, you know. And anyways, Loren, let's squeeze a phone call in here. I'm going to take a few calls tonight with you. 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write that number down. Maybe you have better questions than I do tonight because, geez, my brain is radiated. learning about all of this, let alone the true radiation that we face in our world today. My brain's just fried. Eric in Georgia is on the line. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, hi, Bob and Lorraine. I think Ms. Murray has answered my question. I was concerned or interested in finding out. I've come across a sea vegetable, or it sounds like it's promising as a nutritional supplement, but I heard that the company that's promoting it harvests this sea vegetable. It's called Lamui, M-O-U-I.
Uh-huh.
And they say they harvest it from Okinawa and Tonga, and based on what you've been saying, Ms. Murray, I think I'd be hesitant to consume that product, even though ordinarily it might be nutritional.
Is it a sort of a microorganism that grows in the seawater?
It's like a seaweed. I think they look for coidin from it. So
the seaweed bioconcentrates the radioactive iodine in the seawater in its own tissues by 25,000 times.
Wow.
So you don't want to eat seaweed from anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere. And that radiation from Fukushima has now traveled down to Australia, because I have a friend living there, and she said for the last 4 months, very high levels of radiation have been measured along the east coast of Australia, along the beaches, and her hair is falling out now.
Oh, no.
The Alaska Airlines flight crews, they have hair falling out. They're having skin rashes. They are having skin bleeding, just spontaneous bleeding for no reason. And recently, in the last couple of weeks, two pilots just went out cold while they were flying the airplanes. So,
what do you mean went out cold? They just died?
They passed out. They just passed out.
Wow.
The co-pilots had to take over.
And when you're up in the air at that elevation, are you more susceptible to radiation exposure?
Well, all the flight crews they have higher rates of cancer. And so do the astronauts and other radiation-related illnesses, because they're getting exposed to much higher levels. And believe me, no airline, no NASA, no government wants to waste precious weight on the space shuttle or on airplanes to shield the crews and the passengers. They want to put all their research instruments and their new weapons for space and crap like that to take it up there on the shuttle and on the planes. So the passengers and the crews and the astronauts have no protection. It's like they're flying in a beer can, you know, through radiation belts. It's ridiculous. They're not protected.
So just to recap, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The seaweed is no good, which is not great for me. I like sushi, Loren.
If you get the seaweed from the southern hemisphere,
yeah.
I think that South America is the least contaminated continent now. The northern hemisphere, you just shouldn't be eating anything out of the Atlantic Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, or the Pacific Ocean now, north of the hemisphere.
Oh, geez. You ready to move down to Argentina?
I am.
All right.
I am.
I'll come with you. Can you sneak me in on your carry-on?
Yeah.
All right. Loren, final segment coming up here. We'll leave it with some hope.
The Bob Justin Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, final segment with Loren Murray, our special guest tonight here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Her information is linked up at the website, bobtuscan.com. Loren, we'll squeeze in one quick phone call, and then I'll give you the floor as to what hope there is, what we can do to mitigate the radiation exposure that we currently face. Fred in California, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm real concerned. My question is what can we do as a species to mitigate what is going on, or is this generation of species doomed just by its very nature?
my question. Thanks.
Thank you so much for your question. I'm sure a lot of people have that same question in mind. First of all, when a disaster like this happens, we have to remember that the Chinese symbol or chop, the kanji character for disaster is the same character for opportunity. And so, what we know from Chernobyl, from Hiroshima, Nagasaki, from nuclear power, from depleted uranium, we know much more now about how these affect living populations. And because in those disasters there was very little help or medical supplies or anything, the doctors and personnel caring for the affected people had to be very ingenious. And what's going to happen is we're going to learn much more about human health, about cures, about prevention than we ever knew before. And the most important thing is to keep your immune system boosted and healthy. The main pathways for ionizing radiation into the body are in the drinking water and dairy products. So people should be eliminating dairy products from their diets, and they should not be giving them to children or babies. Mother's milk is fine, but people can, for instance, cook root vegetables. If you're going to cook root vegetables like beets, carrots, turnips, rutabagas, things that grow in the ground, potatoes, onions, you just boil them for about 5 minutes and pour the water off, and a lot of the radiation is removed from the root hairs and the food.
So you would have to do that before you roast them, if you like roasted vegetables, because we make a lot of roasted vegetables.
Yeah, you boil them for 5 minutes and then pour that water off and then roast them or cook them the way you normally do. That's just to clean the radiation off of the outside of the
plant. All right. I know my wife's listening, and she's going to hold me to this, okay?
Yes, that's right. And also, highly colored fruit and vegetables like colored corn, like Indian corn, like kale and spinach and chard and tomatoes and zucchini, eggplant, these all have highly colored skins and even inside. They are much higher in antioxidants. So those are good things to eat. We'll be back on the air, but I want people to know, the message that I'm sending you tonight is to not be afraid. We're all doing this together. What is happening is being done by a small group of people. They're completely insane. And there's no way that we can figure out what they're doing by being rational and being logical. They are irrational, and that's why they're doing these completely insane things.
Well said. Lorraine, we'll be in touch. We'll have you on again, and we'll see you at the Free Your Mind Conference. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, folks. Love you. Protect yourselves and those babies.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Now.